Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Eva is the tax mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She's one of the top experts on the planet on small business tax issues. Taxmama.com is the website I encourage you to go and check out. Eva, you got a lot of good free stuff there, don't you?
Oh, gosh. I answer questions there all the time, and sometimes you get tax answers there you won't get anywhere else with a reference to the source so you know that it's legal. Mm-hmm. And if I'm wrong, everybody jumps on me and makes it right. So keep an eye out. That tax quips form is
I've
really
never,
kind of
I don't
lively.
Know how that could happen. I've never heard of you being wrong, Eva. Hey, Eva, you've got some news on whistleblowing, IRS whistleblowing.
Well, you know, in the Wall Street Journal and all over the place, they're talking about Bradley Birkenfeld, who was awarded $104 million for turning in his employer, USB. And also, he's the one responsible for kind of blowing open the whole Swiss banking community veil of secrecy. So I have an article in MarketWatch today, IRS whistleblowing for fun and profit, how to go about being a whistleblower and how to make money.
$104 million. How do you even justify that? How does that?
Well,
who came up with the calculus to give him $104 million? How does it come up? How does it work?
IRS gave him that. Basically,
I know, but
where did
they come up with $104 million? Why not $4 million? Why not $44 million? Why $104 million?
Well, the reward is between 15% and 30% of whatever the IRS collects.
There you go. That's the calculus.
So they do have a computation. So if the case is worth over $2 million and is involves an individual with at least $200,000 worth of annual income, your reward's going to be 15% to 30% of whatever the IRS collects. And if the individual has less than $200,000 and the amount that they're collecting is less than $2 million, the reward can be up to 15% or up to $10 million. You know, so you really, really have some serious money potential here if you turn somebody you don't like into the IRS, and it's true. I mean, I know a lot of people turn in their ex-spouses, their, you know, ex-boyfriends or girlfriends and stuff, or a neighbor they hate. Don't do that. Don't waste everybody's time. That's not only a mean thing to do. You know that's going to come back and bite you karmically.
That's bad karma, you know, right? Yeah.
Oh, totally, totally. And you know what? It's just a waste of everyone's time. You know, especially at the government level, you could get in trouble for that. But if you turn in a real case and you have solid information about who they are and what they're doing wrong and where to find their assets, because a lot of people who do this kind of stuff also hide their assets.
Does it have to be something that the company did intentional, or could it be something that was just a mistake that they would reconcile they would have never done if they'd known? Does it matter whether it was intentional or not?
Well, generally, if it's just a mistake, it's going to get fixed, and they're not going to be, you know, talking about big numbers. But usually it's people who are living high on the hog, no visible means of support, they're throwing it in your face kind of thing, or, you know, somebody that you really know that is breaking the law, that isn't reporting income. Mm-hmm. And it could be a business, it could be an individual, it could be the guy next door, you know, who never seems to be working, but is driving, you know, a Humvee. Where's that money coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And very often it's going to be a drug pusher or something. And that's one way. Remember, you know, the alcohol tobacco guys don't really end up always catching people, but IRS can. IRS caught Al Capone.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, that's
how... The Untouchables didn't.
That's why he didn't go to jail for killing people. He went to jail for tax evasion.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we have more pull over here at Treasury than we do at Justice.
Very interesting. So, mm-hmm. but I tell you, that's an interesting thing. This whole whistleblower thing. Well, at least the only thing I'm glad about is that the guy didn't get into trouble. A lot of times, legitimate whistleblowers get into trouble, and
at least
it worked out for him. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. TaxMama.com, folks, check out her website. Come back again real soon, Eva. We'll see you next time.
And have a less taxing day.
There you go. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blessing, and reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.